Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I am talking about how humor heals anxiety from the inside out. And I really wanted to sprinkle throughout this episode some of my favorite quotes about laughter and humor. And I hope that one or two of them will speak to you and maybe you can remember them so that when you are having a low day or you are really struggling with stress and circling the wormhole, that you might be able to remember either the quote or something that was said in today's episode and bring forth some laughter through your own body. Now, I'm going to start today with a quote from Sean O'Casey. And Sean said, "Laughter is wine for the soul. Laughter soft or loud and deep, tinged through with seriousness. The hilarious declaration made by man that life is worth living." And again, that was Sean O'Casey. Boy, I love that. Laughter being a declaration that life is worth living. I hope you'll take up some laughter after today's episode. Now, a while back, a long time ago, I remember reading a book by Norman Cousins. And if you don't know Norman Cousins, he was an American political journalist, but he was an author and a professor, and he wrote a lot of great books. And the one that I'm talking about here is Anatomy of an Illness. This came out in 1979, so this is an oldie but a goodie. And, you know, Norman Cousins' Anatomy of an Illness was a book about taking charge of our own health. And he wrote it because he was talking about taking charge of his own health. He was seriously ill. And this book started a revolution of patients beginning to work with their doctors. You know, back in the day, you didn't even make a suggestion to your doctor. What he or she said went, and we went forward from there. But this book, back in 79, really was a turning point. And I recall this book, and it was about patients working with their doctors, asking questions, being involved in the treatment protocol, or even learning about what that would be. And this is the big part, and using humor to boost the body's capacity for healing. Because Norman Cousin had learned that humor and laughter was healing. And this is how he worked through his own illness. And had great healing and lived a lot longer than anybody had anticipated he would live. So, with all of that said, I think this is how I got interested in a lot of the things that I have dedicated my life to. I was very much influenced by that book and a bunch of other books that came out around the same time. But nowadays, we are living in this busy, busy life, way more fast-paced than it was back in 79. And our stress now seems to be lurking around every corner. And so the idea of letting go, which I say here a lot, can feel like a distant dream, or it can make people angry, especially when you're really circling the wormhole or down the wormhole and in a state of panic. You don't want anybody to tell you to let go or calm down. I get it. But we want to be able to get ourselves to do that. So you don't have to shoot the messenger. When somebody tells you to let go, maybe now you can let that bring up, maybe you need a little humor. Maybe you need a dose of laughter. Because we are so bombarded with responsibilities and deadlines and social media, worries, big and small, and it leaves very little room in our daily lives for carefree abandon that laughter can embody. And I really want to get back to that myself a little bit more. I do laugh a lot. I get a lot of people commenting on my laugh. People will say, oh, I like your laugh, or they love my laugh. So maybe, and just talking about this, I have this great big smile on. So I hope that you can start to smile and embody a little bit more laughter yourself. So I want you to do this because laughter holds the key to unlocking a real treasure trove of healing that is within us. It's already there. We do have this healing pharmacy inside of us that we need to access, and laughter is one of the ways that we can get there. But for now, think back to the last time you found yourself really deep in a genuine belly laugh, the kind that bubbles up from deep within you, filling the room with infectious joy. And there's that word again. We want to be having more joy in our life, and laughter is one of the ways to get there. And for many of us, those moments of bubbling up from deep within laughter can feel very few and far between. Maybe you remember it as you were a kid, you know, laying around with friends and giggling and laughing, or maybe on rare occasions of unbridled mirth. It can seem like it's far away and childish, but it is not. We need to be laughing. As Charlie Chaplin said, laughter is the tonic, the relief, the surcease for pain. So maybe you aren't even anxious. Maybe you're in pain. Maybe your pain makes you anxious. Maybe your anxiety gives you pain. Isn't that lovely? Laughter can help both. And it's right there in you. You don't even really need anybody to get it, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So this healing power of laughter is no laughing matter. Science has long recognized its profound impact on our physical and mental well-being. Deep belly laughs, playful chuckles, even subtle giggles can trigger a symphony of physiological responses, unleashing a cascade of hormones and neurotransmitters that work wonders for our mind and body. Now, you're already familiar with the cascade of hormones and neurotransmitters that come about when we are anxious, when we are afraid, when we are deep down and clenched down in ourselves. So we also have healing hormones and neurotransmitters in us, and you have access to them. So picture yourself dissolved into laughter. Your brain releases endorphins, and those are those feel-good chemicals that flood your system with euphoria. Meanwhile, stress hormones that we are all very familiar with, like cortisol, take a back seat. I'm going to say that again. When you are laughing, your brain releases endorphins. Those are the feel-good chemicals that flood your system. And at the same time, stress hormones like cortisol have to take a back seat, allowing your muscles to relax and your arteries to widen, promoting better blood flow and cardiovascular health. Even your immune system gets a boost thanks to the release of antibodies and natural killer cells. So all of these incredible benefits from something as simple and delightful as laughter, and it's free. No prescription required, and there's no side effects to worry about, just pure, unadulterated joy. Or, as Milton Berle put it, laughter is an instant vacation. And don't we all want to take a little vacation when we feel the stress building up? Well, you can. Just remember Milton Berle saying laughter is an instant vacation. So why do we not do it? Why do we as adults often relegate laughter to the sidelines of our busy lives? We don't seek it out. Maybe it happens here and there. But maybe it's time to reclaim its rightful place as a potent tool for self-care and healing. So why don't you decide today with me? Because I'm going to do this. Let's make a conscious effort to incorporate laughter into our daily routine, recognizing its profound ability to transform not only our bodies, but our outlook on life, our stress levels, our ability to handle what's coming to us. Jared Kintz said, "Laughter is the sound of the soul dancing." Oh, I love that. Laughter is the sound of the soul dancing. That's an easy one to remember. And we all do well with a little bit of soul dancing. So let's think about how we could get started on this, because I really am thinking that laughter would do me some good too. So I'm right here with you. We could fake it until we make it, because laughter might seem like an uncontrolled response to something humorous, and so like we have to go and seek it or find it. The truth is that laughing in an intentional way can prime your body to feel good. In fact, the physical act of laughing creates chemical changes in your body that can shift your perspective, even if you're not reacting to something funny. So we're going to remember we might have to fake it till we make it. We might have to put a smile on. We may have to get a little giggle when we do see something we could giggle at, because we're going to build up to rip-roaring laughter. Secondly, We want to give ourselves permission to actually let go and laugh without restraint. Like I said, we might have to build up to it. I probably don't have a problem with it. I like to laugh, and I really, really do see the healing powers in it. I don't even know how I am not laughing as much as I should be. I'm ready to watch some funny movies tonight. We're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to summon a smile. Like I said, you put that little smile on your face and allow yourself to chuckle. It even feels a bit forced at first, but just practice it. I know there are times when you are alone doing email on the computer or your checkbook or whatever you're having to do, bank statements, something that is like monotonous. And what are you going to do if you're alone? And you don't have to explain to anybody, you're going to just smile and allow yourself to chuckle. We're going to build up to that rip-roaring laugh. Next, we're going to seek out sources of laughter in our daily life. And that could be like I'm going to try to do this weekend or maybe this evening, watching funny videos, even just ones online. You don't have to commit to an entire long movie, some funny videos. Or you could be indulging in a comedy movie. You're feeling really low, you could make it a movie marathon of comedies. Or you could attend a live stand-up show. Or you could do like I do. I watch stand-up on YouTube. Pull up some of the comedians that you like or find some new ones. Prioritize activities that can bring a smile to your face. It's going to be well worth it. It is so healing. And we want to actually also embrace the absurdity of life and find humor in the mundane. Recall, if you can, funny anecdotes. Share jokes with friends or simply revel in the joy of being alive and smile. You know, John Cleese said, "Laughter connects you with people. It's almost impossible to maintain any kind of distance or a sense of social hierarchy when you're just howling with laughter." And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but thinking of John Cleese and that quote with the word howling in it just brought a huge smile to my face. Now, I'm not going to be laughing on here with you, but I think that even just me thinking of John Cleese makes me smile. It makes me laugh. He's extremely funny. So by infusing our days with laughter in whatever ways we can, we will not only be nourishing our body and our mind, but we will cultivate a sense of connection and resilience that carries us through life's inevitable ups and downs. We really can do this. So go ahead, laugh freely, laugh often, and watch as the healing effects ripple through every fiber of your being. I hope you'll take a moment to jot this down on your to-do list or in your journal or a sticky note somewhere where you will remember to start bringing this laughter into your life. It's almost like exercising without exercising, because I don't know if you've ever laughed so hard, but sometimes, you know, your sinuses get cleared out. If you had a cough or any lung congestion, you can clear all that out. It's like going out and running without running. So let's do it. We're worth it. We have all kinds of things that we can do to bring joy into our lives, but we can count on laughter to be at the top of the list. I hope today's show was helpful. And if you want to tell me some of your funny stories or some of your favorite comedians or funny comedy movies, send them to me. I would love to share them with people on the internet, on our Facebook page that we have for the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Send me those. anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. Laughter is the brush that sweeps away the cobwebs of your heart. And that's from Mort Walker. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.